This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Out-of-state donors are paying for most of Tina Peters' recount in the GOP Secretary of State primary race. The latest campaign finance figures show Tina Peters raised more than $350,000, and most of those donations came from the same day she visited Trump ally Steve Bannon's podcast. Peters lost the Republican primary for Secretary of State in June by a wide margin. The recount should wrap up tomorrow. A bipartisan group of Colorado Congress members wants to protect part of the Dolores River Canyon on the southwestern edge of the state. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democratic Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper and Republican Representative Lauren Boebert are sponsoring a bill to designate a portion of the canyon as a national conservation area or a special management area. The bill comes at the request of the local counties and the Ute Mountain Ute tribe. Bennett says it represents over a decade of collaboration and compromise. Boebert says it will conserve wildlife and public lands while still allowing uses like grazing and uranium mining. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
City councils in Denver and Aurora are pushing to remove the taxes put on government fees, such as Denver's plastic bag and retail delivery fees. Critics call the taxing of government fees a double tax, since the government received the money for both the fee and the tax atop the fee. Right now in Denver, it is 88 degrees and partly cloudy. There's a slight chance for storms this afternoon along the Front Range. In Boulder, it's 81 degrees and clear. And in Grand Junction on the Western Slope, it's 93 degrees and also clear. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.